happily be being joined this morning by Melanie Parker, the Deputy Director of Sonoma County Regional Parks. Good morning to you, Melanie.
Good morning, Pat.
Boy, what a difference a year makes, huh? We were talking about something completely different when it came to regional parks a year ago, and glad we're here
at this point.
Yeah.
Like a daily event. Yeah.
Yes, it was indeed. And now we're talking about a brand new park. It's big. It's Tole Lake Regional Park. And let's start with this, Melanie. Where is it?
Tole is in this absolutely amazing hidden valley that is between Lakeville Highway and Highway 121, so basically between Petaluma and Sonoma.
Uh-huh. And describe the area to us, and it's huge.
Yeah, it's spectacular. It's 3,400 acres. It essentially comes up from the Baylands, from Tole Creek, which runs into San Pablo Bay, and then encompasses, like I said, this hidden valley. It's a historic freshwater lake that was very sacred to the Coast Miwok and Southern Pomo Indians, and you just crest over a ridge from Lakeville Highway, and you see this expansive, open landscape that is, you know, just peppered with this this lake and the creek, and just extraordinary views of the Petaluma River Basin and all the way down to San Francisco.
And this park, Melanie, has been open on a very limited basis for a while. What changed to make it open to the public at the end of the month?
So yesterday, our Sonoma County Board of Supervisors finally got to see the final master plan and EIR. It has taken some time because of the complexity of the project, so
yeah.
We have been allowing as much public access as possible until we got the final environmental documents completed and approved.
Wow, it's fantastic. I can't wait to see it, and we won't have to wait that long. In fact, there's an entire festival that's taking place around the new park.
Well, the Tole Fall Festival is a storied festival, so we have continued to keep this festival going through the years. So this weekend and next weekend, people should know they can get out there and experience the Tole Fall Festival, which celebrates our agricultural heritage and our cultural heritage with our tribal partners. It's just a lot of fun. Kids love it. Get a pumpkin, all that kind of fall celebration. And so folks that come to the Fall Festival can hike the trails, and then also can right after the Fall Festival on October 27th, we will fully open the park on a daily basis, sunrise to sunset.
Wow, that's fantastic. I kind of want to go into the creepy crawly room, which apparently there will be available at the festival itself. But
Night Barn. People love it.
How many miles of trails are we talking about, Melanie?
So right now we have about 12 miles of multi-use trails. So you can ride your horse or take your bike or walk on 12 miles of trails and out and back, mostly on the ridge lines, although there's some opportunities for loop trails. And they offer extensive views. You have to know, you know me, Pat, I'm the natural resource person.
Yes.
You got to go there in fall because the raptors are migrating, and Tole is amazing for seeing birds of prey this time of year.
Well, it sounds absolutely stunning. And, of course, you know the question I'm going to ask. Can I bring my dog?
Of course you can, because it's Sonoma County Regional Parks, and we really value people being able to get out in their park system with their dogs. Of course, the most important thing, keep them on their leash. That protects our natural resources. But, of course, welcome to bring the dogs, the family, the parents, the grandkids, whomever. It's a great place for family.
It must be a lot of excitement for you at the regional parks to be able to open this thing up so fully to the public at this point.
Yeah, we're thrilled. There's been a long pent-up desire to get this park open, and we've jumped through a lot of different hurdles, and we were just thrilled yesterday to be able to bring this to the community. So 1 year after the fires, it just felt good to have something really positive to celebrate.
Absolutely. Can't wait to get out there. Melanie, thanks so much. It's great news for everybody who lives here and visitors to the Tole Lake Regional Park, opening fully to the public on the 27th of this month. Good to talk to you about something positive, Melanie.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
All right. That's Melanie Parker, Deputy Director of Regional Parks.